With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Ukrainian President Zelensky plans to meet with President Trump this weekend to discuss a plan for ending the Russia-Ukraine war.
Zelensky says he'll travel to Florida for talks with the president on Sunday. The Ukrainian leader told reporters the two will discuss security guarantees for Ukraine and said the 20-point peace plan that's been under discussion is about 90% ready. The announced meeting suggests that negotiators have made significant progress. Last month, Donald Trump said he would meet with Zelensky only when the deal to the war is final or in its final stages. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump describes them as perfect and says they were numerous. Mr. Trump announcing a series of deadly U.S. attacks on ISIS terrorists in Nigeria. Turkish authorities have nabbed a suspected ISIS leader alleged to have been plotting New Year's attacks.
State-run Anadolu agency reported that İbrahim Burtakusin was captured in a joint operation by police and the National Intelligence Agency in Malatya in southeastern Turkey. It's believed that the suspect was in contact with many IS sympathizers in Turkey and abroad, according to the agency, who spoke to security officials. Burtakusin was also looking to join ongoing fighting in conflict zones. I'm Karen Shamas.
Amid growing concern about communist China's aggressive military expansion, Japan's cabinet has approved a record defense budget for next year. It exceeds 9 trillion yen, aims to improve response capabilities and coastal defense with cruise missiles and unmanned arsenals. Two deaths are blamed on the fierce storms that have battered California to the north and the south. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 11 points, the Nasdaq better by 8 points. This is SRN News. The military is more religious than the rest of America.
According to a report by political analyst Ryan Burge of Washington University, 28% of U.S. military personnel go to church at least once a week, and 17% go even more frequently. Compare that to just 16% and 7% for civilians. That makes men and women in uniform about twice as religious as the general population. Burge also points out that while the country is becoming more secular, the military is becoming more religious. Michael Harrington reporting.
A man who's living as a woman and is employed by the National Security Agency is suing the Trump administration. He wants to block enforcement of a presidential executive order and other policies that he claims violate federal civil rights law. The man disputes the legality of President Trump's executive order that requires the federal government in all operations and printed materials to recognize only two sexes, male and female. This is SRN News. South Korea is going to make sure that its youngsters stay at home.
The South Korean government says it plans to end foreign adoptions of its children. The announcement comes hours after the United Nations Human Rights Office released South Korea's response to investigators urging that the country spell out concrete plans to address the grievances of adoptees who were sent abroad with fake records or were abused by their foreign parents. South Korea faces growing pressure to deal with widespread fraud and abuse in its adoption program. South Korea's Vice Minister of Health and Welfare says Korean adoptions will be phased out over a five-year period until it reaches zero adoptions in 2029.
Correspondent Donna Warder. In his Christmas message, Britain's King Charles called for kindness and unity in a world that's racked by global conflicts. More details, srnnews.com.